All right, here we are. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, dear Joy Keepers, and welcome to Sheila Applegate. I'm so glad you're here, Sheila. We connected recently, and I'm really curious about you. But there are a few things I do know about you. So I know that you are a manifestation coach, presenter, best-selling author, host of Consciously Awesome Life on Soul Liberty TV. And you have also a Consciously Awesome group coaching program that provides a blueprint to release personal roadblocks, ignite the imagination, and embrace an abundant life of joy and passion that is available to everyone. And I know that you believe it is our natural ability to navigate conscious oneness and communicate with energies beyond the physical. And you have dedicated your life to guiding people to attain that level of conscious living. What a beautiful dedication is that. Welcome. So good to have you here.
It's brought a lot of joy into my life.
Good, because that's what we're going to talk about today, of course. And as you already know, we have these three questions that we ask our guests. So shall we just dive into it?
Sure, let's go.
Fantastic. So the first one, what is your first memory of joy?
So, you know, I feel as if I was born in joy and then learned my way out of it, I think, a little bit. But when I thought back or think back to the first memory, what comes to mind is rolling on the floor with my dad when he would come home from work. And we were young. I see myself as, you know, 3 years old, maybe. Partly because I can tell what my littlest sister's age is. She's not even one yet. And we're rolling on the floor with him on this golden shag carpet from the 70s. And there's so much laughter and giggle. He would lay down and he would just roll, and we would be across him just all rolling and trying not to fall off and laughing. And I remember my mom being in the kitchen, and when I reflect back and think, why is that memory? You know, it seems simple, but why that memory? And I think it's the moment that I realized that my joy can heal others, because it was my dad coming home from a stressful day at work, and I can feel the energy shift that happened when he got on the floor and he played with his girls, as he calls us. And even my mom in the kitchen feeling the change in energy, where she can listen to him giggling with us while she isn't responsible for that moment. So this sort of lifting off of responsibility and reconnecting to the truth of humanness.
Wow, this is so beautiful. And so enlightening, really, because we often just see the surface of things, which is sweet and beautiful and joyful. And then the realization, this little child knows what she's doing at some level.
Yeah.
and they do, right? We do. Beautiful. That is so beautiful. So that leads me to the next question, which is, what helps you connect with joy? Because I don't imagine you would be rolling every time you want to connect with joy, although you might. What helps you? Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. But what helps you connect with joy, or what makes your joy flow, whatever your word is for that?
Yeah, today? You know, I do think it's the same vibration, because I think that to me, joy is that intersection between the divine flow that is always with us and the connection to earth, or the physicality, humanity, as it's truly meant to be, that intersection of the two in those moments. So for me now, my kids, I love helping my kids see that and growing their adults now, but anytime that they're in that joy or shifting to that joy. So My career, I think, carries from that place because I'm teaching people to not just connect to spirit, but to find, to integrate that into earth, into life, to find the joy between the two, that, you know, that, mm-hmm. that intersection. And then still in that same playful nature, because I think it's not just humans, it's all of us. So I love being in nature. I love seeing the change of seasons. We have very extreme seasons here in this area. And so you can watch the subtleties of the shifts. And I like talking to to animals and watching them respond, and even bugs. Like if a bee will come up to me, I get excited because I just shift my attention into that place of love and joy and then watch it interact with me. So I think that same wonder is what stimulates it still.
Yeah, beautiful. And I love the way you describe it, because there's so many, you know, we live in the same oneness, in the same universe, but we each have our own perspective. And I love the way you see it as joy, as the bridge. So I'm wondering how come, or let me say it this way, if you met someone who is not in touch with that, mm-hmm. cannot feel or see that bridge, what would you say to them? How would you help them get in touch with that, to see that connection back home or to themselves, right. in both places?
So I use meditation and really imagination. So my meditations are, they're vibrational, where I'm sharing that energy. But they're also leading you into an imaginative place. And I think that imagination helps us to, you know, so you don't believe the bee is talking to you, imagine that you do, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a simple shift that I would help people to make. And then also eventually when we integrate this and we understand that deep connection, we can find joy in all the emotions. So it's not about ruling out the sad emotions. It's the joy comes from the same joy, realizing that we're on earth and we get to experience anger and not disconnect. And that's really cool. It's a cool adventure. So finding the adventure in all of the humanness.
Mm. Yeah.
By connecting to spirit, I think.
Yeah. I love that. And that is so important. There's so many people that, that kind of, you know, when we speak about joy, they experience a certain distance because they think that they have to choose, that they cannot mm-hmm. be themselves, that they cannot be there with their anger, with their frustration, with their sadness. They should be joy, they should be positive, and that is not the case. Again, right. joy is the space, and or as you say beautifully, it is the bridge. And I also love that you bring imagination in, because yes, for some people, meditation is the path and deep inner introspection and inner work. But as joy keepers, our, as I see it at least, our mission is to bring it as wide as we can and to as many people as we can. And not everyone will meditate and not everyone will do the inner work. But right. everyone has, for example, imagination. Mm-hmm. Everyone can react to the vibration that we bring.
Right.
So that is so valuable that, yes, there is some specific work that you do that I know is deep and profound, but there are also other expressions that can reach more people. So this is such a big topic that I kind of, you know, where to begin and where to end, but maybe I should kind of leave that choice to you. so just in general, what else would you like to share that relates to joy? Whatever comes to mind, what would you like to share with the joy keepers here?
I think a couple of things are coming to mind. One is that going back to that first memory is remembering that my joy was helping others. And so if we remember that, you know, just giggling, mm-hmm. just giggling, but it gives us the the permission, you know, to that, okay, being in joy, even if people are not in joy, you know, being compassionate, but us choosing joy, just like you do all the time, when we choose joy, mm-hmm. we are helping, we are healing, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the idea that I think beliefs, you know, we can unlearn this. It is our natural state, but we unlearn it. Like my dad going to work, my mom feeling stressed about the kids, and then being able to release that. Those are the mundane human kind of structures, that belief systems that get in the way. And so releasing those, or learning to let go of some of them, or choose what beliefs you want that support joy. Is very important.
Yeah, it is. It is so important. And as you speak, I really come to think about permission. I don't know about you, but I remember clearly like the joy from the beginning, and how noticing as a child how it was less and less acceptable. Yeah. And when we now show up in the world, even as you say, it's challenging, but so important. Even when we show up in situations where there is pain, and there is pain everywhere these days, when we show up with our joy, we give people permission, right? We say, if without words, we kind of say,
yeah,
see, Sheila can be in joy, you can be in joy too. Pretty much. And that is so important, because mm-hmm. at some deep level, people have this idea that as adults, we cannot be all that joyful, and certainly not when things are going the wrong way, right?
Right. Yeah. I have my friend's daughter who was grown, moved back. And at first, when she was with all of us and we would laugh so hard, she said, I thought you were all fake. And now I realize it's real. You really can be that happy. She didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's true. Just that sharing that with others is profound. Yeah.
It is. And it's kind of what she said, you know, it's really is true for all of us, that most of us have no idea how much joy lives within us.
Right.
We and when it comes up, we kind of, you know, we feel it, but can it last? Or if we see it with other, is it genuine? But it's endless. It's endless. And again, the more we can give ourselves permission, the more we can give it to other. Unbelievable, but true.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really glad. So just kind of top of my mind, what is your vision like for the next few years with regards to like your work, or how you bring joy to the world? What comes to mind? What is important right now?
Right and now is, you know, I've really reached a place where just following my truth in every moment and connecting and meeting people. I have a book that's moving, you know, I'm putting out to publishers. So there's like projects, but within that and sharing the Consciously Awesome program, coaching, all of that brings me so much joy. But it's always that turning to, does this feel good? Does it feel good to me? Is this joyful, rather than thinking of it as a business, because that my intention is to bring joy. The fact that it's my career is secondary.
Fantastic. And you do bring joy. That thank you so much, Sheila, for
you're
doing
welcome.
So.
And I do have a free gift that I'd like to offer people.
Yeah, please let us hear about it. Yes, thank you.
I just want to, I have a class where I help you, I give you a formula to overcome and kind of upgrade your influential beliefs. Because like we talked about, I think they hold us down if we've taken on world beliefs and not thought about it. So it's just it's a little course that you can listen to on, you know, the audio, and it'll take you through steps. And then you have that tool forever, and you can just keep upgrading our beliefs.
Wow, exciting. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we look forward to exploring it. And yeah, thank you for the generosity. And thank you for being you. Thank you for being part of this world. And
thank you.
For the job.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Be continued.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.